السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كتاب الله عز وجل، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Verily all praise and thanks are due to Allah. We praise Him and we ask for His help, His assistance and His forgiveness. We take refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils within ourselves and from our sinful acts. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides will never be misguided, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves to stray, no one can ever guide him. We all bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we all testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O believer, to fear Allah as he should be feared, and never try except as Muslims. O mankind, to fear Allah your Lord, the one who created you from a single person, and from him created his mates, and from both of them spread many men and women. fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through whom you demand your ritual rights and you ask one another. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And never cut the ties and the relations between you and your relatives. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is indeed an observer over each and every one of us. O believers, fear Allah and always speak and say the truth. He will direct us to the righteous and the good deeds and will forgive our sins. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will indeed achieve the greatest achievement. To continue, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the best and the truest speech is the Book of Allah and His words. And the best guidance is that which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the worst appears are the invented issues in the religion. And every invented matter in the religion is an innovation. And every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance is in the hellfire. ثم أما بعد فإنه أصبح واضحا الفرق بين الشخصية الإسلامية الأولى المسلمين الأوائل والشخصية الإسلامية الحديثة في وقتنا الحاضر. وهذا الفرق يتضح في مظاهر التشوه التي حدثت لشخصية الإسلامية الحديثة. هناك مظاهر كثيرة للتشوه حدثت في هذه الشخصية الإسلامية الحديثة، ولكننا نقتصر اليوم على عدة مظاهر. على الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يلهمنا الهداية والرشاد لتجنب هذه المظاهر التي تقود وتؤدي إلى تشوه الشخصية الإسلامية. حينما يقارن المسلم بين المسلمين الأولين وبين المسلمين الآخرين، بين المسلمين في عصرنا الحاضر، سيجد فارقا كبيرا في تعاطيهم وتعاملهم مع معطيات الحياة ومع متقلبات الأمور، مع دينهم ومع دنياهم. ولذلك وصف الله عز وجل المسلمين الأولين بقوله سبحانه وتعالى: والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. Brothers and sisters, our subject today is to draw a comparison between the first Islamic personality, the Muslim or the Islamic personality, with the first Muslim, and our Islamic identity and our Islamic personality nowadays. And when we draw the comparison between the first Muslim and us today, we will realize that there are some distortions, some change, some distractions, some misrepresentation that had happened to the current Islamic personality. And when we come upon these signs of distortion and we realize them and we try to understand them, then it will be easy for us to avoid them, it will be easy for us to catch what we have missed regarding the first Islamic personality. And if you look at the distortion of the current or the modern Islamic personality, you will find so many phenomena for that. You will find so many signs for that. However, today we're going just to focus on three of these signs of the distortion in the current or the modern Islamic personality. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala, to look with some kind of consideration into these signs of distortion and try to avoid them. And once we succeed in that, then might be we will catch the rank or the position or the degree of the first Muslims who achieved the perfection of the required Islamic personality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from them. And Allah Azza wa Jalla described the first Muslims in the Holy Quran in Surah Tawbah by saying that was السابقون الأولون, the forerunners to Islam, from the Muhajirin and the Ansar, those who migrated from Mecca to Medina, and the helpers from Medina who supported and aided them. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار. And those who have followed them in piety and righteousness, تبعوهم بإحسان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with and they are pleased with Allah. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. And Allah has prepared for them Jannah underneath which rivers flow. أعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار. They will dwell, reside in this Jannah forever. They will remain in it forever. خالدين فيها أبدا. This is the greatest attainment. This is the greatest achievement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ بِإِحْسَانٍ, He means that following generation to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ بِإِحْسَانٍ might apply to those of our time who are trying to follow the same track of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by this way, we stand to the position with the degree with the rank of the first Islamic personality. دَعْنَا نسلط بعض الضوء على بعض مظاهر التشوه في الشخصية الإسلامية الحديثة. من مظاهر هذا التشوه ظاهرة ضعف الورع عند كثير من المسلمين. عند الكثير منا ضعف الورع, الورع عن محارم الله عز وجل. إذا نظرت إلى الشخصية الإسلامية الأولى تجدهم كانوا يتورعون حقاً عن محارم الله عز وجل, يبتعدون عنها, ليس هذا فحسب, ولكنهم كانوا يتورعون عن الشبهات أو المتشابهات أو المشتبهات أو الأشياء التي يشكون فيها هل هي حرام أم حلال, ليس هذا فحسب, بل وصل بعضهم إلى أن يتورع عن الحلال مخافة أن يكون فيه من الحرام شيء. ولذلك عملوا بقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك, وبقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا يبلغ العبد درجة المتقين حتى يدع ما لا بأس به خوفا أو حذرا من أن يكون به بأس. لا يبلغ العبد درجة المتقين يعني الوارئين حتى يدع ما لا بأس به خوفا أو حذرا من أن يكون به بأس. فهذه الشخصية الإسلامية الأولى نجحت في تحقيق هذا الورع الذي طلب منهم, ولكن هذا ضعف عند الكثير منا. أصبح الكثير منا لا يتورع عن الحرام, وأصبحنا نسمي الأشياء بغير مسمياتها. نسمي الربا لأنه فائدة, وقد نسمي أو قد نخترق أسبابا لبيع الخمور والتداول فيها, وقد نرتكب محرمات كثيرة تحت أسباب عدة, ونحن ما شاء الله بارعين في اختراع واختلاق هذه الأسباب, وننسى أن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي تكفل بالرزق, وننسى أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد يبارك في القليل وقد يمحق بركة الكثير إذا كان من حرام. وقد تحدثنا في الأسبوع السابق عن البركة في الرزق وكيف يستطيع الإنسان أن يحصلها. ظاهرة ضعف التورع عن الحرام وعن المتشابهات عند المسلمين وضعت فارقا كبيرا بين الشخصية الإسلامية اليوم وبين الشخصية الإسلامية في بداية الدعوة أو في بداية الإسلام حينما جاء إليهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالدين الحنيف. هذا الفرق. When we talk about the distortion that has happened to the modern or the current Islamic personality, we should understand that there are some signs for this. And when we understand these signs and these phenomena, we will succeed to avoid them, inshallah, if we have the true, the sincere, and the pure intention and the determination to do that. One of the main things that has distorted the current or the modern Islamic personality is the weakness of the piety and righteousness that happened to this personality. Look, subhanAllah, as the first Muslims, what did they do? They acted accordingly to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he said, leave that which puts you in doubt to that which does not put you in doubt. That's one statement from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means that if you have a doubt about something, it looks for sure that you know it's halal or haram. Halal, you avoid. Haram, you avoid it. In the halal bayyin wa in the haram bayyin. And we are excellent, we are so good in inventing the reasons and the causes just to do things which are not pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can deal in riba, usually, interest. And we call it fa'ida, we call it just interest. We don't call it riba. We just remove this meaning or this title from our term, from our dictionary. And we still deal in wine, sell and buy and pork and all these kinds of haram things. And we might invent many reasons for that. Though, we know that for sure it's haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it in the Holy Quran, هَذِهِ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. It is from the rich. You know, the rich is like the dirty thing of the action of the shaytan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Holy Quran with this description, and we are still doing that, that means there's something wrong with our society and our righteousness. The first Islamic personality succeeded in avoiding what is haram and put hundreds of lines under the word haram. They also succeeded in avoiding that which is mixed, regarding which they have a doubt. It's a doubtful issue. It's a doubtful matter. They don't know whether it is haram or halal. But if they have a doubt about anything, they right away avoid it. Why? Following the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَمَنْ اِسْتَقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ فَقَدْ اِسْتَبَرَ أَلِدِينِهِ وَعِبْلِهِ. Whoever avoids the doubtful matter will clear himself regarding his religion and his honor, his wealth, himself, his Islamic personality that has been destroyed by all these kinds of things. And then, they avoided what is haram, they avoided the doubtful issues and matters. Not only that, no, they avoided sometimes, some of them avoided the local issues, the legal matters, the halal things, fearing that it might be, there might be something haram included in it. Look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said that a person will not reach the degree, the rank, the position of piety and righteousness as al-muttaqi, as al-wari', unless this person leaves the things that there is no blame on him to do that. The things which are absolutely haram, fearing halal, fearing that there might be something haram included in this thing. See how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes piety and righteousness. And the first generation following the generation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his direct generation also follows this way of piety and righteousness. So brothers and sisters, we should look at ourselves. Are we trying to strengthen the sign of piety and righteousness in ourselves? Are we trying to achieve this? If there is weakness in this sign, in this piety and righteousness, that means that this is the distortion of the current or the modern Islamic personality. أما الظاهرة الثانية والتي تؤدي إلى تشوه الشخصية الإسلامية الحديثة. ظاهرة التأثر بمظاهر الدنيا وحبها. المسلمون الأوائل عملوا بقول الله سبحانه وتعالى وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب. وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون. عملوا بقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا دار من لا دار له ومال من لا مال له ولها يجمع من لا عقل له. الدنيا دار من لا دار له ومال من لا مال له ولها يجمع من لا عقل له. هؤلاء فهموا الدنيا وفهموا أنها لا تساوي عند الله عز وجل جناح بعوضة، فلم يتأثروا بمظاهرها، لم تغرهم الحياة، فروا هاربين منها فلحقت بهم، نفخ حب الدنيا في قلوبهم فصاروا أبطالا، فصاروا فرسانا بالنهار رهبانا بالليل. ولكن لما جلف وألقي حب الدنيا في قلوب المسلمين، أصبحت الدنيا في قلوبهم وليست في أيديهم، سلط الله عز وجل عليهم عدوهم. وهذا تصديقا لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمن قلة لا، إنما هو حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. تعلمون أن المسلمين الأوائل لما نبذوا حب الدنيا وجعلوها في أيديهم ولم يجعلوها في قلوبهم، ماذا قال عنهم أعداؤهم؟ قال عنهم الأعداء: رأينا أقواما الموت أحب لأحدهم من الحياة، ورأينا أقواما التواضع أحب إلى أحدهم من الرفعة، ورأينا أقواما ليس لأحدهم في هذه الدنيا نهمة ولا رغبة. هكذا وصف أعداء المسلمين المسلمين الأوائل، لأنهم رأوا أقواما كان تعلقهم في هذه الدنيا قليل. رأينا أقواما الدنيا أو الموت أحب لأحدهم من الحياة، والتواضع أحب إلى أحدهم من الرفعة، يعني من التعالي على الناس. ورأينا هؤلاء الأقوام ليس لأحدهم رغبة ولا نهمة في هذه الدنيا. Brothers and sisters, the second sign of the absence of righteousness and piety with the current Islamic personality, with the modern Islamic personality, is the loss of this dunya, the loss of this life. That if you look at the first Muslims, how they treated this life, they treated it and they dealt with it in accordance with Allah saying in the Holy Quran, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُمْ وَلَعِدْ. This life is but a kind of amusement and just a game. لَهُمْ وَلَعِدْ. And indeed, the hereafter is the real success. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. If they realize and understand the truth. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Those first Muslims understood this dunya in accordance with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when he said that the life of this dunya is the house of the one who does not have a house. It's the house of the person when he gets too much and too involved in this dunya, this person looks as a homeless person, the person who does not have a home. هذه الدنيا دار من لا دار له. This life is the wealth and the property of the person when he gets so involved and so much into it, then this person will be as a wealthless person, as a person who is so poor when he gets so much involved in this life. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued by saying that, and a person who gets too much involved in this life and starts gathering, accumulating, collecting just for this life, is a person who does not have a sound understanding. The first Muslim brothers and sisters understood this life this way, in accordance with Allah saying in the Holy Quran and what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about this life. Do you know that the weakness of the love of this life in the heart of the first Muslim made their enemies to say about them, to praise them, and to say about them, we saw people that this is more beloved to them than this life. We could see people that one of them likes to be so modest and humble than being arrogant and haughty and raising himself above the positions of the people. And we could see some people that who do not have any wish or any desire in this life. ليس لهم نهمة ولا رغبة في هذه الدنيا. When they reach this position, then they could lead the whole world. They could rule all the people. They were like those who spend the whole night singing and those who are spreading the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the whole day. Qudsan in nahari wa rubban fi layli. But when Muslims get this life, the love of this life, into themselves, inside the heart, the first Muslims make the dunya in their hands just to meet their needs, just to achieve the requirements for this life. But when the current Islamic personality try to get as much as they could from this life and it becomes into the heart rather than being in the hands, what happens? Now the enemies are against them and they could defeat them and they could overcome them, they could humiliate them. This is according to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he talked about this situation. And they said, we will beat you, and if the number, he said, no. Will be like what that is saying, will be too many people, too many Muslims. But it's just a number, just number of people. You don't have the quality of a Muslim. You don't have the quality of the first forerunners to Islam. Those who understood this life, the reality of this life, and acted according to their understanding. وَأَمَّا الْمَظَهَرُ الثَّالِثِ مِنْ مَظَاهِرِ تَشَوُّهِ الشَّخْصِيَةِ الْإِسْلَامِيَةِ الْيَوْمِ هو الخوف على الحياة أو حب الحياة والخوف على الرزق وعدم التواصي بالحق ولا بالصبر. والله سبحانه وتعالى قال في كتابه الكريم لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وقل الحق من ربكم فمن شاء فليؤمن ومن شاء فليكفر. هكذا أمر الله عز وجل نبيه وهكذا أمر الله عز وجل كل من تبع نبيه. تعلمون أن اللعنة حلت في أقوام سابقين لماذا؟ قال الله عز وجل عنهم كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. الله سبحانه وتعالى يصف الشخصية الإسلامية الناجحة في هذه الحياة بأنهم الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. قال سبحانه وتعالى والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. بل قد روي أن الرجل يأتي يوم القيامة يتعلق بالرجل وليس بينه وبينه معرفة. يقول له من أنت؟ ليس بيني وبينك معرفة، لا أعرفك. يقول أنت لا تعرفني ولكنك رأيتني على خطأ ولم تنهاني عنه. كأصبح كأنه ذنب حينما ترى المنكر يفعل أمامك وأنت لا تدري حتى بالنصيحة. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وذلك أدى إلى تشوه الشخصية الإسلامية اليوم. Brothers and sisters, the third sign of the distortion in the current or the modern Islamic personality is the absence of mutual advice, the love of this life, and the fear for the risk, the provision that if I speak, if I say something, I'm going to lose my job, I'm going to lose my risk, I'm going to lose this, I'm going to lose my position, I cannot say anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers in the Holy Quran saying that لا يخافون في الله لومة لائم. They do not fear regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the blame of the blamers. They do not fear the blame of anybody. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say the truth from your Lord. Convey the truth to the people. قل الحق من ربكم. Whoever wants to believe, let him or her believe. Whoever wants to disbelieve, let him or her disbelieve. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَالْجُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَالْيَكْفُرْ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made an exception. From the losers, He describes all mankind as losers, except those people who achieve these four requirements. He said, by the time, by al-'asr, indeed, mankind are losing. They are in loss. Except those who believe and act righteously, آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات, and they advise each other with the truth, and they advise each other with patience, وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. But it is reported, brothers and sisters, on the day of judgment, a man will catch, will hold the hand of a man like this, and the man whose hand is being held by this person will ask him, why do you hold my hand? He says,
Why do you hold my hand and there is no relation between me and you? I don't know you even.
That person will tell him that one day you saw me doing something bad, doing something wrong, committing mistakes, committing sins, and you did not advise me to stay away from these sins and these mistakes and these misdeeds. So it will be as a sin that when you see a person doing something bad, doing something wrong, and you do not, the heart of the person even does not change in order to give the advice to this person. You know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses the previous people? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses them? Why He curses them? Allah cursed the previous people by saying that they were cursed because whenever they have something wrong going among them and between them, whenever this injustice or munkar or something bad is being done, they never advise each other to stay away from it. They approve it. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought His curse upon them, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought His destruction upon them also at the same time. So these are the three phenomena or the three signs of the distortion of the current or the Buddhist Islamic personality. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من يوم الجمعة إذا وجد مجالا فالله عز وجل الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلامه على نبيه الأمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد عباد الله اتقوا الله عز وجل وراقبوه واعملوا صالحا تجدوه. Brothers and sisters, we need to understand this. It's in conclusion that the first Muslims succeeded in avoiding these three main things. They succeeded to avoid the weakness of piety and righteousness in their hearts. They succeeded to avoid the love of this dunya. They succeeded to avoid the fearfulness for their provision and staying away from giving the advice and the absence of the mutual advice and the mutual instruction and teaching. They avoided all these kinds of things. It is our part, it is our role, it is our obligation as Muslims following those generations to adopt the same phenomena in order to achieve the best Islamic personality that was achieved by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at that time, when he stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person, brothers and sisters, tries his best or her best. We are not perfect. We are not perfect. But we try all the time to accept some effort in order to achieve these things. Once you put your step, once you put your foot on the first step, then it is the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that comes to you. But just have the intention to avoid all these kinds of things. Have the intention, look into what we are doing in our life. If there's something haram included, have the intention to avoid it. Have the strong determination to stay away from it. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provides. رِزْقُكَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِّ فَلَا تَحْزَنْ أَبَدًا. Your provision, your sustenance, is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not in the hand of anybody. But we work, and we do our part, we do our job, in order to achieve it, and to gain it. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Holy Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it should not take us away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do. Do you know that if the person even keeps himself or herself busy with reading the Quran, the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even without making dua to Allah, praying to Him, invoking to Him, supplicating to Him, do you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this person more than what he gives to those who are raising their hands day and night asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them? This is the truth and this is the reality. Allah عز وجل يعطي من يعبده من يشغل إذا انشغل العبد بعبادة الله إذا انشغل العبد بعبادة الله وبقراءة القرآن عن سؤال الله أعطاه الله عز وجل أكثر مما يعطي السائلين. اللهم إنا نسألك في هذا اليوم مغفرة الله. اللهم تب علينا يا تواب. اللهم ارحمنا يا رحمن. اللهم اغفر لنا يا غفار. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا الا غفرته، ولا هما الا فرجته، ولا دينا الا قضيته، ولا مريضا الا شفيته، ولا ميتا الا رحمته. اللهم ارحم موتانا وجميع موتى المسلمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين، اللهم اعل بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين، اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين. عباد الله، ان الله صلى على نبيه وسلم صلي عليه، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان والتائب والتوبه وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم واستغفروا الله يغفر لكم، فاسالوه بربكم مشهور واقيموا الصلاه.